You're awake at last. Welcome to my lair, my darling. Did you really dare to think that you could evade my defenses and penetrate into the deepest depths of my Black Fortress? That was very foolish of you. Think yourself lucky I told my guards to capture you alive. They have so many fiendish ways of putting people like you to a horrible and sticky death. Still, I, of course, have my own methods of dealing with intruders. They're much crueler and more satisfying. When your last moments have come, you'll be wishing my guards had finished you off after all. You're not the first to have fallen into my clutches, and none have ever escaped. No one is going to rescue you at the last moment. You've no hope at all, my darling. Oh, you poor thing. They've tied you up ever so tightly, haven't they? Those nasty ropes are cutting deeply into your soft flesh. It must be so uncomfortable. Don't worry. I'll loosen them for you in a moment. But first, I'll tell you what I have planned for you. I'll even let you choose the manner of your own demise. But there are no easy options, my dear one. Over the many centuries I've ruled here, I've had my slaves build countless chambers of torment and death. Each one has a little window for me to peek through and watch my victims in their final agonies. Naturally, most people are far too afraid to come within a mile of my fortress, so it's rare for me to capture a new plaything. When I'm in the mood, which is often, I have to make one of my slaves offer themselves up instead. But it's just never the same. They almost always die of fear before they even enter my chambers. No fun at all. I wonder, have you ever seen someone caught in the web of a giant spider and slowly devoured? Or gradually lowered into a pit of acid? No? Maybe in your darkest and most secret dreams you've imagined some wretched soul ravished by an insatiable succubus, dying in the end of sheer exhaustion. That reminds me, the last person who came here trying to take my throne from me was so pretty. I decided to keep him as a pet. He didn't last long, though. Nowhere near enough stamina to keep up with me. Anyway, I tire of my toy so very quickly. I'm always looking for a new one. And that is where you come in. Now, my darling, I have two new pleasure chambers ready for you. Don't be deceived by that. The pleasure is mine, not yours. But I'm in a good mood and shall allow you to choose which one will be your tomb. I've no particular preference which you choose. They're equally diabolical. Both of them have been tested by my slaves. Not willingly, I have to add, but I can assure you they're perfectly lethal. The first chamber I've lovingly called the Death by a Hundred Arms. The second, the Sands of Little Time. The choice, my pet, is yours. Choose quickly. I'm already quivering with excitement at the thought of your impending doom. If you fail to choose, I shall personally flay you alive with my living whips of dark sorcery. An excruciating and lengthy punishment I reserve for those who have angered me. So, the Death of a Hundred Arms takes your fancy? Very well. Guards, untie this fool and lead them to the chamber. I shall retire now to the viewing room to observe the entertainment in comfort. Strip them before you throw them in. I want to see their beautiful body as they suffer. There you are, darling one. I've been waiting for you. Welcome to your tomb. I can see you're rather apprehensive. Or are you trembling because of your nakedness? But the room is so warm. Don't worry. It will get hotter soon enough. That dark pit in the middle of the chamber is home to another pet of mine. Oh, you'll meet it soon enough. I just need to arouse it with a little spell. Here it comes! Ooh, I'm not sure what it is exactly. I found it in a swamp not far from here. What it really looks like, no one knows. It's hard to tell beneath that mass of writhing tentacles. What I do know is that it likes to play with its food, slowly squeezing it in its grip and then gobbling it up. Oh, look! A tentacle has your ankle. Oh, it's no good to struggle. It has you now. And another wraps around your thigh. Yes, my pet has many arms. More than enough for a little creature like you, my dear one. There goes another of its slimy tentacles, coiling around your waist. Oh, what big tentacles it has. Thick and slimy like enormous snakes, trapping you, engulfing you in their clinging embrace. Soon, you'll feel the crushing grip squeezing the life out of you. Oh, I am losing count of all the tentacles wrapping around you now. Your struggles against them are quite pathetic. Just wait until one coils itself around your neck, strangling you slowly. It's strange. I think it enjoys toying with its victims. It could easily snap your neck or tear you in half. But what a sweet and gentle creature it is. Oh, it just wants to cuddle you, my dear. Don't hurt its feelings. Oh dear, I can barely see you at all under that wriggling knot of tentacles. It must feel so tight in there, constricted and suffocating. Poor baby. Ah, now comes its special surprise. I'm sure you're wondering why it's pulling your legs open. I have to say, it was quite a shock for me the first time I saw this. Playing with food is one thing. Making love to it is quite another. How horrible for you. Yes, here's that obscene thing rearing up out of the pit, dripping with nameless ooze. The size of it makes me, quite weak in the knees. I'm not sure you can see it from down there, what with that fat tentacle smothering your face. Don't worry, my dear. You'll certainly feel it, even if you can't see it. Oh, it goes in so easily. Even under all those squirming tentacles, I can see your body shaking with the thing's penetrations. I almost envy you. No one has been able to satisfy my perverted lusts. The only thing that stopped me from paying it a little visit was my pet's tendency to eat its mate afterwards. I like repeat performances, you see. Those pulsating tentacles are really squeezing you, aren't they? Oh, it's enjoying itself, I can see that. Its throbbing, slimy members insatiable, plunging in and out of you like a drill. And it goes in so deep inside you. I imagine you've never been filled like that before, my dear. You're struggling so hard, but it's no good. You're helpless. My pet seems to be very horny. It's desperately burying itself in you, isn't it? That might be too hard even for me, and I like it rough. No one has ever lasted this long with a swamp beast. It's incredible. Wait, what's this? It's letting you go? Come back and finish them off. Your dark queen demands it. Ugh, it's slithering away defeated!
Curse you both!
Well, my dear one, I'm very upset. It appears that my so-called vicious monster has a soft spot for you. Either that or you've tired it out. What a waste. I can't tell you how many of my slaves died bringing that creature here from the swamp. If they weren't degraded and eaten by that thing, they were swallowed up in the quaking mud bogs. Which brings me nicely to the problem of your delayed demise.
Guards!
Drag them out of here. Clean them up and take them to the next chamber. We'll see how they like the sands of little time. You won't escape from that, you little pest. The chamber is just next door. I'll wait for you in my viewing room. Ah, finally you've arrived. All fresh and clean. By sheer luck, you managed to survive the terror of the swamp creature. But you will certainly never leave this room again. As you can see, you're standing in an apparently empty chamber. The floor, as you've also have noticed, is flawless, soft sand. It took a long time for my slaves to bring all the sand from the desert. Far too long, really. The lazy scoundrels. Some of them are so lazy they're sleeping at this very moment under your feet. No, don't worry. They won't come up and grab you. They're a long way down, and it's not the sort of sleep you ever wake up from. That's right. This room is really a pit, about a quarter of a mile deep, completely filled with my lovely golden sand. What for, you ask? You'll soon find out. I must say, though, you really look very attractive standing there, naked on the sand. What a privilege that I'll be the last person to ever see your body in all its glory. Move into the center of the room where I can see you better. That's it, my lovely. Perfect. It takes a few moments for the weight of a victim's feet to disturb the sand into quickness. Oh, too late. Your feet have sunk into the surface already. Yes, I'm afraid this is quicksand. It's going to suck you all the way under. Don't struggle now. The sand will only swallow you faster. Up to your knees already and sinking deeper. Isn't it funny how something as innocent as sand can become a sucking death trap? No, of course I won't save you. How silly of you to ask. You're here to pleasure me with your horrible death. Do you know how I came by this wonderful idea for disposing of my toys? My mother tried to stop me from inheriting the throne of this fortress. She knew I was evil through and through. So I led her out to the swamp and lured my mother into one of the quicksand pits. Yes, I knowingly watched my own mommy stumble into quicksand. I watched her sink under with a big smile on my face. So do you really think I'd let someone like you escape? Ooh, the sand's up to your waist now, my dear one. Now you see the perfection of my death trap. If you became caught in quicksand in the forest, there might be a handy vine to grab onto. Stumbling into a beach quicksand, there might be a piece of helpful driftwood. But here, there's nothing to hold on to at all, just the softly sucking sand. The treachery of quicksand greatly appeals to me, being rather treacherous myself. A seductive stretch of sand on a beach just begs you to walk on it. Then suddenly, the sand sucks you in and you're being buried alive in it. It's so deliciously evil. Oh, it's very amusing to watch you digging into the sand with your hands. You can't swim out of quicksand, you fool. Wait, what have you found there? A bone? Oh, it's one of my former slave's leg bones. How delightfully morbid. No, stop that. Let the quicksand suck you in. You can't use a bone as a float. Oh, ridiculous. Someone will pay for this. Well, I see now that fate is on your side, my dear one. I could leave you floating in there, of course. Eventually, you'll exhaust yourself and be pulled under. The quicksand suction never tires. But I can't wait all night. It seems I misjudged you, after all. No one has ever survived a single one of my death trap chambers, let alone two. Still, someone able to resist the deadly suction of quicksand and frustrate the attentions of a swamp beast piques my interest. You have a great deal of courage and strength, my dear one. However, I have at my disposal unbreakable bonds of steel and shiny leather, enough to overcome even you. Yes, I think I'll keep you close to me from now on, tied and chained up at my beck and call whenever I want you. Guards, throw them a rope and drag them out of there. Get them out now, or I will feed you all to the quicksand. Then bring them to my bedchamber. Give them a bath first. I don't want sand in my silky bedsheets. Your evil mistress has a new bedtime plaything. We'll see how long this one lasts.